Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create your dream business so you can live the dream lifestyle that you want and deserve. Yes, success is not only possible, you deserve success. And now, welcome the dream business coach, Jim Palmer.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are great things in anybody's business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I got a tremendous guest on this week's show. His name is Mike Saunders. Let me tell you a little bit about Mike, and we'll bring him up right on and have a good old conversation here. Mike is the author, Amazon best-selling author of Authority Selling. He's also a contributor to the Huffington Post and adjunct marketing professor at several universities. He is a marketing strategist. He really helps people develop this whole authority marketing piece. We're going to dive into that in a big way. He helps business owners build out their authority and expertise to enhance their competitive advantage and crush their competition by helping them, again, become best-selling authors. And there's a whole bunch of things that go into that. And he is the founder, and he's got this great program called Authority Positioning Portfolio. We're going to ask him about that. So you know what? I'm going to dive right off your official intro and say, hello, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing awesome. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So so before we dive into the specific topic, tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. Was it always in your DNA? Were you selling baseball cards at five, or like me, did you start when you were 40 after you lost your job?
It was more the latter in reality, because I can remember back growing up in never doing the, you know, lemonade stand or the baseball cards. But in college, I got in with a group of people that were always into personal development and through like the direct selling business. And what I pulled out of that was just diligence, persistence, and reading to and listening to good audios. So moving from there, I always had that kind of urge. And then I got into the banking business. And when the mortgage crisis hit, everything just tanked. And so I went back to school, got my MBA in marketing, started teaching marketing at three universities, and then started my digital marketing firm in 2008, 2009 area, and just grew from there, and just watched the markets. I followed the thought leaders out there, and I like to mix. I love the dichotomy that I have, you know, fell into, which is the academic side of teaching students, but bringing into the classroom, and I typically teach 99% of the time online. But I'm bringing into the classroom the forums and the chats and whatnot, real-world experience, because I'm helping clients with that. And then I'm bringing clients that I work with, some of the academic world, to go, well, you know, from the academic standpoint, here's why these tactics would work. So it's really a neat mix that way. But, yeah, my marketing firm, Marketing Huddle, I've had since 2008, and then just kind of, you know, watch the market and just see where things are going and how everybody and their brother are getting hit up with, you know, the SEO guy from India, the web designer from the Philippines, and all of that. And it's like, you know what, we're missing the point here, because SEO is fine maybe, or social media marketing is fine maybe, but you have to have like that solid foundation. So if you can come at marketing from that 30,000-foot view and separate yourself from the competition using these authority positioning strategies and tactics, now people, at least you have the ear for a little bit. So that's where that whole genesis and that entrepreneurial journey has come for me.
And where do you live, Mike?
Just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, one of the hotly contested areas as we're in the political season, Colorado. Anyway,
yes,
not to go down that road. So
yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean to go there. Let's okay, scratch that. Well, that's pretty cool. So, your digital marketing firm, do you help small business owners with like social media, video, or what do you do with the firm?
No, you know, I do my 30,000 foot view approach is I help entrepreneurs and small business owners and sales professionals become an Amazon best-selling author without writing a word. And that becomes something where someone would think in their mind maybe, well, why do I need that? And that's why the authority selling concept comes into play, because when you can approach your target audience from that position of authority and credibility, you're separated from your competition. People are trusting a little bit more what you say. They're having a little bit less objections. So when you have that positioning, it serves up the best chance for you to have success in anything you're doing, business, sales, small business, entrepreneurial. So in that case, what I'm working with my clients doing is developing that authority positioning, reputation marketing, and that entails a few bullet points up underneath each thing, because as with anything, you've got, well, if you don't want the whole enchilada, you can, you know, have this, you know, side dish. And so I don't do any, you know, video marketing per se. I do some video SEO if someone had that, and, you know, some little teeny things that way. But I think that people can get lost in the weeds by going, I need someone to do, you know, make a video for me. Well, why? And what message are you trying to get out there, and what are you trying to do? Well, you know, I saw online that someone made $1 gillion doing video marketing. Well, yeah, but you're in X industry. Let's talk about what you do and who your target audience is and what your true competitive advantage is. And maybe video comes in down the road, but let's kind of have that shock and awe package of you walking into that meeting with that next, you know, group of prospects and dropping the mic and going, you know, look at all this stuff that I've got. And you don't just, you know, there's an art form with that. You know, you don't just say, look at me, I'm so awesome, because I think that you can come off cocky and prideful, and you don't want that either. So there's a really specific way, and I call it a, you know, authority positioning assets. You know, like each thing that you do that would build up your authority and expertise is an asset, and then when you can compile them into, you know, like a portfolio, kind of think of like a graphic artist that would come in and go, hey, here's my portfolio. I made this and I did this, or a fashion designer. Well, we as marketing professionals, we can have an authority positioning portfolio, and whether it's something you hand to a prospect, like on a flash drive, because you got to be unique. You know, nobody wants a 8.5 by 11 full glossy anything these days. What are you going to do with that? So if you hand them something, or if you can send them a link to your digital portfolio, which is kind of, you know, your page that you're building everything on, and maybe someone is going to listen to a few of your interviews that you were interviewed on a radio show or podcast, or maybe they saw you mentioned in the media, or maybe here's a copy of my book. All of those things all of a sudden in their mind position you as that authority, and that's where, you know, the focus of my agency is helping entrepreneurs and small business owners and sales professionals develop that, because people might intrinsically in their mind go, yeah, I got it, I understand, but man, alive, I don't know where to start. And talking about, you know, all these things, I just don't know what to do. So through my package, I'm able to have that developed and literally hand to them, you know, or have for them that authority positioning portfolio, and then train them on how to use it in their business.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, I certainly understand authority positioning. I've obviously done it for myself more than once, and I help my clients do it. I know you also talk about authority selling. I'm curious to what the difference is there. I mean, is it just a matter of your style, how you're presenting yourself, you know, with authority, or is it using the authority positioning and branding? Anyway, so I'll just ask that question.
Perfect question, because it really is an interesting answer. It's kind of like the old saying, knowledge is power, and people nod their heads and go, yeah, knowledge is power, but it's not. You know, knowledge is potential power. You've got to do something very specific to turn that knowledge into power, which is put it into action, right? Implement something. And like your book, you know, decide to do something first and then just get it done, right? Well, what happens is the difference between authority positioning, that's the passive stuff in when it comes time to sell. You know, yeah, you've got to do some action to get interviewed and get in the media and all those things. But let's say that you now have this authority positioning portfolio and you're like, okay, I've got some expertise, you know, momentum building up here. Now what do I do with it? Because sometimes people think, okay, I did an interview, so where's the hordes of customers? It don't work like that, right? So you've got to do something with it. So just like you have to put knowledge into action, You have to take your authority positioning assets and use them in your sales process. So I kind of talk about in my book authority selling a three-step to success, you know, an implementation guide. So first you have to have your authority positioning platform, which is, you know, in our you know, world, what we would think of as what's your competitive advantage or USP, you know, and really dial that in. You got to have what you are wanting to discuss and project to your target audience, you know, so there's your platform. That's what I'm talking about. And then you're building your portfolio. So what about some interviews and media mentions and social proof from client testimonials, and then your book, and then the authority selling process, which is what you were asking about. So now that you have these things, how do you get it out there in front of your target audience and use it so that you can sell better? And some, you know, the small business owners might say, well, I'm not in sales. I own a whatever shop. You're in sales. You know, your church, you're in sales if you go to think about it in church, because you have to be friendly to have people come back, and you have to, you know, all of those things. So everyone is selling every day. If you want to go see a movie this weekend with your spouse, you have to sell, you know, the fact that you want to go out of the house or go to dinner or spend the money or see this kind of movie. So everyone's in sales. But the difference between the authority positioning and then moving to authority selling is what you're doing with that positioning. And I've got an example we can touch on when you're ready to, of what would that look like? What would that authority selling process actually look like in real life?
Well, I'm ready. I'm enjoying listening to you. I'm taking notes. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about the authority selling piece.
So imagine you're getting ready for a sales meeting with a prospect that you've been working on landing for months. And depending on, you know, the industry, you might be a sales professional, you might be an entrepreneur, business owner, but this scenario would work in any of those, because it might not be a sale per se, but it might be in your business, you know, a strategic alliance. You would love to get with, you know, this strategic alliance source, but some big opportunity coming up that you've been trying to get, and now all of a sudden you've got this meeting set for, you know, a week from next Thursday, and you're preparing, and what are you going to say? Well, what if you sent them an overnight package with a nice cover letter on your letterhead, and, you know, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to meeting. In this package, I would like, you know, you before we meet to review these points. Well, in this package, let's say it's a FedEx or a second day mail or UPS or a nice, you know, something that stands out. And after they read the cover letter, they're seeing, oh, here's 3, 4, 5 color copies of some media mentions you've been featured in. They're glancing at that. Are they reading every word of each media? No, but they're glancing at it. They're seeing your name, your, oh, interesting. And they go to the next. They see this, what's this lumpy thing? And it's like, oh, it's a flash drive. And the flash drive has their logo on. Oh, that's, you know, like if it's your company, it's your branded logo. So they got the flash drive. And in the cover letter, it's like, hey, P.S., I've got a flash drive here with some of my, you know, recent radio and podcast interviews that you can listen to, because in those interviews I'm talking about, and that's when you need to know your target audience enough to know that when you are thinking about the strategy of building your authority positioning portfolio, what are you saying? Are you all over the place and spraying and praying and hoping that it drops on someone's ears and they're like, yeah, I guess I need you? Or do you know your target audience so well that you know the solution you have for their problems? And think of it like, you know, the top 10 frequently asked questions or the top 10 should ask questions. If you are addressing in your podcast interviews or your book, you know, something that really drills in deep and catches their attention, is like the three critical mistakes that target audience makes when choosing, you know, your service. So now in this flash drive of some of the podcast interviews, the cover letter would say, hey, you know what, on the flash drive, you know, I was interviewed recently on how I boom and how people can avoid, and they're like, ooh, that, yeah, I'm gonna listen to that. And then here in this overnight package is this glossy covered book with your picture on it and your logo, and it's like, you know, how, you know, Joe Smith, you know, solves the problem of, and it's like, oh, and a copy of my book with, you know, my compliments. If that package arrived in advance of your meeting, and are they going to listen to every word of every interview? Nope. Are they going to read every word of your book or your media mentions? No. But the fact that you had it sets the stage for that meeting when you walk in, and, you know, a week from next Thursday, and you walk in, hey, how's it going? And they are treating you and viewing you and anticipating that meeting so much more than just a salesperson or someone wanting something, because you have given, you have served, you have come from the position of education and advocacy for their needs, and you've set yourself up on a higher platform than just the next person that probably they're going to talk to, because they nobody ever picks you over someone else with only talking to you. They're going to talk to you and a couple of your competitors. Well, what did your competitors do? They probably didn't have a package of assets like this. So whether you use that ahead of a meeting or, you know, right after a meeting. So again, let's use that same package that we're talking about, and you know, have your meeting, you shake hands, and you go, hey, you know what, I'm going to prepare that proposal and get it back over to you, and by the way, I'm going to leave this with you. You know, you guys can review over my, and then, you know, go through those same things, and then you leave the room, and the two or three people you're meeting with are going, man, drop the mic, that dude has got it going on. And how hard is that to get set up and get established? You can't do it overnight, and most of the things that we're talking about, if I told you every single step to getting published without writing a word, you would go, yeah, that makes sense, but you'd never do it on your own because it just takes time, it takes effort, and you need someone guiding you through the process or doing it with you and for you. So that's exactly a tangible way of using this authority positioning portfolio in your selling process. And, of course, sometimes people would say, well, I never meet with people because I do internet or online or phone or whatever. Fine, have all of those assets on a special page placed on your website, you know, call it authority positioning portfolio, or call it, you know, our portfolio or our work, and you would email someone in advance of your phone call and go, hey, looking forward to chatting next week. Before we connect, could you please review here? This is some good pertinent information for you. And they click the link, goes to your page, and then that page is where you're constantly adding your assets. If you get interviewed on a new radio show or podcast, you add it to that. And I don't care if you've been interviewed on four dozen. You have someone go to that page and scroll and scroll, and they're like, wow, that guy's got it going on. And then when you do connect for that phone call the next week, you don't need to say, did you listen to, did you watch, but you know, you just maybe mention, hey, did you have a chance to look through some of those items? Oh, yeah, I sure did. And all of a sudden now you are positioned in their mind as someone different than their competitor. And a real quick story, I interviewed someone on my radio show a few months back, and he was immigrating from Israel, and he needed an immigration attorney to do paperwork, and he found two people. One was an attorney giving free, you know, consultations, and another one was someone referred by a friend of his that was speaking the next weekend at some event and had mentioned his book, and okay, great. And he went and listened to him, and he's like, okay, and I'll meet with you, you know, for 1 hour for whatever it was, $200 or whatever the number was. And he chose the guy that had to pay for it because he was like, that person spoke at an event because obviously the event organizer saw enough of him or thought enough of him to have him speak. Here's his book. He's credible. I'm going with that guy because the guy that's given the free stuff, in subconsciously you think you get what you pay for. So I think that whole concept, when you can use this, whether it's a tangible, here, you know, here's my portfolio, or here's some of the things reviewed before a meeting, or you leave it behind, or whether you do it in electronic on our website, it just sets you apart so much, and it keeps you focused, because I walk my talk, and I every single time I do an interview or interview someone on my show or get a media mention, I'm adding that. And someone recently said to me, well, having those, you know, customer testimonials on my website, I know that works and all, but my web designer said you want to stay crisp and clean and fresh, and you only want to have sprinkle a few of them on there because you don't want to overwhelm people. And I said, hey, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but let me just tell you, when you have overwhelming dozens and dozens and dozens of reviews and testimonials, people can stop scrolling whenever they want. But the fact that you've got so many coming in and all the time and good words, you want that on there as much as you can. And I know that I've personally been on websites for products or services and looked through testimonials, and after the, you know, 72nd one, I'm going, gracious, enough already. It's awesome. Where's the order button? Because you're just seeing so many people appreciate that product or service. So I think that's once you get this in your mind of you need to elevate yourself to that level of building that authority. You're doing one thing that we've not even touched on yet. You're impacting your target audience, but here's the most important audience you're impacting: yourself. Have you ever heard, Jim, someone say, I'm not an author. I can't say that about
yes.
myself, right?
Yep.
So can you imagine if someone went through, and I've got a really special proprietary process that I take people through before we do this, you know, interview book strategy, and it brings them to life to realize the impact they make in their target audience. Well, once they go through that, and all of a sudden, you almost can feel this huge sigh of relief, like, wow, you pulled this out of me, you know, because I say that there's a disconnect between your head and your hands. If you have a pen, you're trying to write your book, and you sit down, all of a sudden it's like writer's block, or you're trying to type on your keyboard, you know, okay, here's chapter one. It's like, But if I said to you, hey, in the next hour, can you come down to the chamber because we had someone cancel? I need you to talk about marketing. You would say, I'm on my way. I can do it at the drop of a hat. I can talk about my business. No problem. Hour, 2 hours, you just tell me when to stop. Well, that's what happens when you're thinking about developing this authority positioning portfolio. And with the book concept here, if I were to interview any entrepreneur about their business and say, tell me how you help solve the problem of X with your target, they could just talk, and really use some good examples. And it doesn't need to be pre-planned or structured or programmed because they know their business. And to me, that is the beauty of getting that customer's voice and getting it out there. But the net result, the most important target audience you're convincing is yourself. And then when you can approach your business from the position of, I believe in me and my product and my service and does have impact on my customers, because every time I get a review coming in about my product or service, it's re-convincing me about my product or service. It just kind of overwhelms and reaffirms in your own mind. And then when you go out to that next appointment or interaction with a client or prospect, it just builds upon itself. I think that's just a beautiful layering effect that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, it's really important that, of course, I'm a big fan of mindsets, largely what Decide's all about. But, you know, it doesn't matter what your skill set is. If you don't have the right mindset, you are not going to, you know, push forward to higher levels of success. We're down to about 6 or 7 minutes, Mike. I did want to ask, I think I heard you mention earlier that SEO, I think your words were somewhat antiquated or not as relevant as it used to be. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, with all the hummingbirds and pandas and penguins and who knows what other zoo animals are going to come up that Google comes out with changes, right? You know, this link works today, but not going to work as much tomorrow. The SEO strategies just are so changing. So I say this, if you can take each one of these authority positioning assets that we're talking about and employ the SEO strategies to them, right? So a lot of times people that know about search engine optimization know you really don't want to put too much emphasis on your main money site because Google might see too much this or too whatever the case is. But let's just say you were interviewed on XYZ radio show, and here's the link, you know, xyzradioshow.com/, you know, your name, and now here's this. Well, you can integrate that into your search engine optimization strategies, and now that can get positioned for your name and your keyword. And I would submit to you that so many people, the typical entrepreneur salesperson, is interacting with people or prospects, and they're going to find that their prospect is going to Google their name and their business, not necessarily their keyword. Now, that's SEO works, and keywords optimization still works, but so many times someone's going to Google Jim Palmer Dream Business, or Jim Palmer, Dream Business Coach, right? And what are they going to see? Well, if they Google your name and your business, maybe if they saw, oh, an interview, I'm going to listen to that real quick. Oh, Miss Media Minute, I'm going to check that out. Oh, author of, oh, interesting. So by the time they hit your website, because they know your website's the sales thing, so by the time they hit that, they've seen some of these third-party, you know, affirmation, recommendation, social proof, all these things, and they're going to hit your website and maybe stay a little bit longer because they feel that like they know you a little bit more. So I would just submit to you that maybe you don't stop doing SEO as you normally have, but you at least integrate in your authority positioning assets, your links to these kind of, in one sense I've heard people call them para sites. So it's not your main site, it's just a site talking about you and linking back to your site. Add that into your SEO and you're going to see a big rise that way too.
That's awesome. Hey, Mike, in our remaining couple minutes here, tell everybody about a little bit more about your book, Authority Selling, and also how they can get a copy.
Yeah, you know, the book just goes into a lot more detail than what, you know, we could hear, and just, you know, lays a little bit deeper foundation. It lays a foundation of something interesting. I'll drop a little, you know, curiosity bomb on you. ZMOT, have you ever heard of that phrase before, ZMOT?
No, I have not.
Well, you need to check it out. You can just Google ZMOT, but I talk about how ZMOT integrates in with your authority positioning to attract new prospects and journalists even contacting you. So the book just goes into a lot more detail of what I have been talking about and how to use authority selling in your business. And I've got some copies that I'm giving away. Just pay shipping. If you can go to authoritysellingbook.com, authoritysellingbook.com, and you can read a little bit more about the book. Tom Hopkins even gave an endorsement for it, and you can order a copy of the book at that website.
Very cool. Is it also available on Kindle or did
it's
you
Kindle,
do an audio version?
Amazon Kindle and paperback. Yep. And the authoritysellingbook.com is the paperback, so you know you'll get a copy shipped right to you. But for those that want just a Kindle version, you can definitely just go to Amazon and put in authority selling, and you'll find it right there.
Very cool. Mike, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. You probably had me talk the least on of all the interviews. You're a wealth of knowledge. I probably asked you one question, now I'm saying goodbye. But no, I really appreciate it. You really got a lot of knowledge on this topic, and it's a very important topic. And, you know, I think one of the things that holds a lot of people back is their – I forget how you said, look at me, look, see how great I am. That's really not the basis of authority selling by a long shot, but people fail to step up and acknowledge and present themselves as the expert, as someone who has the experience and the, you know, the scars to prove, you know, their experience and things like that. And that's really important when you're out there competing and trying to get noticed. You have to be willing to stand up and say at some point, look at me, obviously in the correct way. So it's a really important topic, and appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with authority expert Mike Saunders, Stick Like Glue. It is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers. Why? So they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio this time next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever give up. Hey, go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care,
everybody. For more information and free resources on how to create your dream business, connect with Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, at www.getjimpalmer.com. And be sure to check out Dream Business Coach TV, powerful two-minute videos filled with Jim's unique smart marketing and business-building advice. See them all at www.dreambizcoach.tv. That's www.dreambizcoach.tv. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio. And remember, success is not only possible, you deserve success.